You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I share a second part to the show that I had yesterday with Mr. Van Sykes of Bob Sykes Barbecue. During my conversation with Van, I was talking about where the money from the Barbecue and Blues Festival would go, and he mentioned Caring Men and Caring Women, and he talked about Greg Long, who is the founder of Caring Men and Caring Women. And I told Van, I said, I need to be able to talk to Greg and put this together so that people listening can hear what the organization is that's being supported by the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival coming up on April the 30th. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Greg Long.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. And as I talked to Van yesterday and we were talking about the impact that he wants to make on young people, he talked about going to schools and sharing with students to encourage and inspire them through his business, his entrepreneurship. And your name came up as we talked about Caring Men and Caring Women and the impact that we can have on young people today.
Yes, sir. I truly appreciate. First of all, I say thank you to Van Sykes and Bob Sykes Barbecue for thinking about us as the charitable organization for this festival. It's very important that, you know, we all make a difference in young people's lives. I founded this organization about 8 years ago in the city of Bessemer. I grew up in the city of Bessemer. Just want to give back. You know, I've always stayed in the community, giving back. Even though I was staying outside of the city of Bessemer, I always went back, you know, to give back to the city of Bessemer at certain times. So when I started the program, it was just a easy flow, you know. But Caring Men and Caring Women, we are all about mentoring, try to offer boys and girls weekly one-on-one mentoring from a positive mentor. Mentoring is very important. We try to give them, valuable support and try to lead them in a positive direction. So it's very important for all of us to give back and try to help out young people.
Greg, I grew up in Hueytown, and I attended Pittman Middle School and then Hueytown High School, and I was familiar with a lot of young people from Bessemer as well as Brighton one of my best friends. His name was Henderson Williams. They called him Pete. He was my best friend from Brighton, and always enjoyed growing up in that area. And I had a lot of mentors myself in that area in Hueytown. And I can't state enough the power of one person taking on a young person and saying, you know what, I've been where you are. I want to encourage you. I want to do things. I want to be a mentor for you, to basically look at a young person and take time with them. I had a friend of mine that I was mentioning to Van Sykes the other day. His name's Robert Knowles. He now teaches eighth grade at McAdory High School. And he took me in when I was a young kid, and he would take me places with him, and I enjoyed being able to visit with Robert. He was older than me. He had more experience, and he really was a major influence on my life when I was just right there at the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old age. And it really is important that we look at these young people and try to find ways that we can encourage and inspire them.
Yes, sir. When I look at these young people, a lot of times I see myself in them. We mainly focus on, at-risk youth, boys and girls. And, I see myself because a lot of them come from single-family homes. So and I grew up in a single-family home in the city of Bessemer. My mom was pretty strict, raised three of us, my brother, my oldest brother, my youngest sister. We all end up going to college, and we all end up graduating, from a single-parent home. It's by the grace of God, but back then, in the early 80s, coming through the 80s, a lot of the, and I attended church in the city of Bessemer also. So a lot of the men that when I go to church, and my Sunday school teachers, and those men are deacons, in the church. So I see them on Sundays, but I also see them during the week as biology teachers, math teachers.
Right.
So there was no way out for us, But today we do not have that. We do not have that, and it hurts, So it's all about exposure. I like exposing young people. And like I said, going to the schools and seeing those young people and seeing yourself the way you used to be, and be able to go in there and encourage let them know, hey, I've been there. I know what you're going through. I'm here to help. I'm here to be a friend. I'm not here to be your mom or your dad. Just want to walk along. If you don't mind, just let me walk alongside you and just to help guide you to the next step. So that's very, very important and very powerful.
Greg, I know exactly what you're saying, because I was an at-risk child myself, and my grandparents, wow, because of that, had to take me in and raise me. They acquired guardianship of me when I was a 9-year-old kid. And it was a blessing to me to have my grandparents take me in. And he was a preacher, and so he preached, and I followed him wherever he moved to. And one of those places, as I mentioned, was Hueytown. And I know that at-risk possibilities, because I have other brothers and sisters who also were part of that. And you have a message on your website. It says, if we could change their mindset, we can change their behavior. If we could change their behavior, we can change their heart. Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Anything that we go through, it starts with our thinking a lot of times. It's all about what we're taking in, and we have to be careful what we take in. And if we take in negative is going to come out. If we take in positive is going to come out. But a lot of our young people, that we deal with, they're not getting that a lot of positives, from their home, from that community that they're staying in, and we see it as mentors, as school officials, as leaders, when we're inside the schools and we're meeting with these kids, we can see it on their faces, that they need someone. But a lot of them, they don't realize that they need someone, because like I said, it's that positive. It's the way their mind is set up.
Well, Greg, if we're going to be men, what goes with that are feelings of sadness and anger.
Yeah.
And within the program, Caring Men and Caring Women, you have been able to have teenage boys share those feelings and be able to try to work those things out through having a positive outlet of male figures, mentors in their lives.
Yes, sir. It's great because we, you know, we end up having ministers and pastors that have joined our program. Superintendent, you know, retired superintendent from Homewood High School. He's the first African American superintendent in the city of Homewood. You know, he joined my program probably about 7 years ago, going into the second year, and. You know, so it's a blessing to be able to have. And then he grew up in the city. He grew up in the housing project out of South. He came out of South Housing Project in Bessemer. You know, so to be able to have positive men like that to be to come into the schools as well, to be mentors. You know, it's great.
And the same thing for our young ladies. They have the same emotions, the same feelings. If they're missing something in their life, having a good mentor to fill in the gap, if you will, helps them to be able to move forward with their life.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of times, like that, we with the young men, we talk a lot about the young men, you know, missing it, not having their dad, you know, in their lives, most of being raised by their single mom. But, you know, we rarely say anything about the young ladies, you know, missing their dad. And that's very important, you know, for a lot of times, young men, they're going to grasp on to mom and kind of hold on to mom all the way through, you know, high school, college or whatever, you know. But, you know, the young ladies, they hold on to dad, you know, they're right up on the dad's arm, you know, wherever he goes, they want their dad, you know, and we kind of see that as well. So we try to, you know, as mentors, try to go in and get them support, guidance, you know, as a mentor, try to build that relationship. I tell the mentors all the time, it's all about building that relationship. You know, I just met you the other day, Mark, you know, you and I got a chance to talk, but if I started asking you, you know, about, your house note, your car note, there's things that's personal things you're not going to tell me.
Right.
So I always tell the mentors, you know, either I'm giving you a profile on this young person, but for the first 2 or 3 weeks, don't deal with that profile. Let's focus on building trust and building that relationship. You know, that's what they need. They need that. They need someone they can trust. It's important to build that relationship before they can start opening up and talking about their issues. So that's pretty much where we are.
Right now, we're talking to Greg Long. He's the founder and director of Caring Men and Caring Women. He also works for WBRC, Fox 6 News out of Birmingham, Alabama. We're glad to talk to Greg today about Caring Men and Caring Women, as they will be supported thanks to the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival coming up on April the 30th. You can buy tickets through bobsykesblues.com. And Greg, when we come back, let's share how people can connect. I know there are people out there right now who always say, I want to do something. I want to make a difference. And here's a door of opportunity right here, whether they're in Bessemer or outside of Bessemer. If they care about young people, this will be an opportunity, a call to action, if you will, for them to be able to dive in and help. Okay?
Okay.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we cover a very special organization out of Bessemer, Alabama, called Caring Men and Caring Women. If you listened in the first segment, Van Sykes at Bob Sykes Barbecue is having the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival coming up on April the 30th. And this is the organization that will be supported thanks to that effort and all the many volunteers and people who are involved with that project to help Caring Men and Caring Women. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Greg Long.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for founding this organization and having this desire, this passion to help other at-risk young people, because as we mentioned in the first segment, you were at risk, I was at risk. If we take our own lives and we say, this is what happened to me, and I want to help someone else, I want to be what Mark White needed, I want to be what Greg Long needed back 30 years ago, and then we take that step forward and we don't live in the sadness, we don't live in the darkness of what happened, but we move forward and say, you know what, I know how I felt, and I want to try to keep others from feeling that way, and then we move with these young people to try to be mentors and show that we care.
That's the key word, care. Someone has to care. And that's where, when I was thinking of a name for the organization, to start the organization, I was focusing on that word care. They just kept coming, just kept coming back to me, So that's what Caring Men and Caring Women, pretty much, was birthed from, or just focusing on care. I tell people all the time, you're not successful until you give back. It doesn't matter how much money you make, where you stay, until you start to give back to others and helping someone else along, that's when you become successful. So, I growing up, I did not have much, but I always care about, like I said, giving back, just want to help young people. So, there again, like I said, I thank Van Sykes, the city of Bessemer for, thinking about us, as we come along to, continue to try to help these young people in the city.
1957, that's when Bob Sykes Barbecue was established by Bob and Maxine Sykes. And Van Sykes has carried on the tradition for now 5 decades. And when we talk about giving back, you have a business, you're providing jobs for people, you're giving opportunities, and then you say, look, I have a community that I live in, and I want to promote this community. I want to encourage young people, and to take that money from an event like that and then give it to your organization, Caring Men and Caring Women, how does that make you feel, Greg?
That makes me feel great. Makes me feel good. Mark, we have applied. We've been around for 8 years. I consider ourselves still young. We've applied for a couple of grants over the years, and one of them was like a small grant, but we got denied. But you continue to grow. You continue to grow. Try not to let that deter us. But we're so thankful for people to just donate to us. Just give. Had a young lady last year to just give us $10,000. So we take that money and we expose kids. We expose them, take them on field trips. We expose them to camp. I try to take them to camp every year. A lot of these kids in the city of Bessemer, I remember the first year that we did a field trip. The first field trip was to WBRC, Fox 6, the station that I worked for. And also we took them to the Civil Rights Museum afterwards. But even before they made it to downtown Birmingham, the field trip was already over with. A lot of them had never seen this downtown Birmingham. And they were excited just being on a bus, just to see downtown Birmingham before they even arrived at the station. So it seems like they have to be able to expose kids, let them be able to be exposed to life lessons and other careers. You know, that's pretty much what it's all about. You know, we're in the process of starting a chess club. We're gonna start a chess club in two of the schools, elementary schools in the city of Bethlehem starting in the fall. We would love to try to bring an archery program, you know, into the school system as well, next year. So, like I said, the money that people donate, it goes to a good cause. We use that to put it right back into the kids or giving them exposure.
Greg, how did you get the word that Caring Men and Caring Women was going to be the beneficiary of this year's Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival?
I received a phone call from Elaine. She's a Vance assistant, and you know, she gave me a phone call. I've known Elaine over the past 3 or 4 years of her being over other organizations and promoting other events. I was excited when she gave me the phone call. And matter of fact, this was supposed to have happened back in 2020, right before the pandemic. She called me right before the pandemic and told me, "Hey, Greg, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, you guys are going to be our charitable organization." And then the pandemic happened, you know, so they've always kept their word that, you know, whenever they start back up, we're going to pick back up where we left off. And so this is where we are. So we're so grateful to be a part of the festival this year.
And Greg, you certainly cannot do what you do for 8 years without a great team of people around you. And I know that people like Mike Dubberly, and then you have other people who have joined in that are part of this effort who make a big difference. Regina Van Williams, owner of Van Williams Custom Homes, Jermel Pruitt, Dr. Kathy Edwards. You have a lot of people, Katrina Long, Maria Frazier. I see several that make up this team. Let's talk about the support that you've received from these individuals.
Great support. You know, I wanted to pull people in that could support us in three categories. That was community, looking for community leadership, as well as someone with educational leadership as well, and also financial institutions. So those were like the three categories that we kind of pulled people in to be a part of the of our board. JJ Pruitt, his real name is Jermel Pruitt, but JJ Pruitt, he works for WBRC as well, one of the morning reporters. So you know, to be able to have your coworkers see what you're doing in the community and decide and walk up next to you and say, "Hey, you know, do you mind if I come along? Do you need my help?" You know. You know, that makes you feel good. You know, that lets you know that you're doing something right, and just continue to try to help the community. But I have a great board, you know, very, very supportive, and I'm real grateful for them as well.
And Greg, before we close out, we want to make sure that if someone is listening right now and they have heard the message of Caring Men and Caring Women and they want to be a part of this effort, we want you to be able to share how they can do that.
I mentioned before, you're not successful until you start to give back to help someone else. Whatever donation that you make to join Caring Men and Caring Women, we'll go straight towards the kids of helping us with exposure, helping us to continue to lead and guide them into, you know, through high school, through the next level. You know, you can give through our website, and our website is caringmenandwomen.org. That's caringmenandwomen.org, spell out. You can welcome to give through our website. Really appreciate it. And so we'll be out. We will be out at the festival. Please come to the festival on April 30th. You know, that's another way of giving, of just supporting us, is by coming out and to the Bob Sykes Barbecue Festival on April 30th. And there again, it's from 12 to 8 p.m. And hear a lot of blues and a lot of music, and have a number of vendors out there. You know, just come out and support. You love to become a part of the mentoring program. We have a tutorial program as well. You know, I built a relationship the first year with Lawson State Community College. So we kept that relationship with them for the past 7 or 8 years, you know, doing in-school tutoring. So if you'd love to become a mentor, you know, we would love for you to come out. You'll be able to sign up on April the 30th as well. You're able to sign up through our website, you know. Just contact me, send me an email, and I'll make contact with you, and we will pretty much go from there. But in a way that you can support Karen Men and Karen Women, we'll truly appreciate it.
Greg Long, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, founder of Caring Men and Caring Women. Again, people can go to caringmenandwomen.org. We appreciate Van Sykes with Bob Sykes Barbecue for choosing Caring Men and Caring Women for this year's Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival, taking place on April the 30th. And Greg, you're always welcome here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for your listeners as well.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Greg Long, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go over and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home.